And today is Monday, March 29th, 2010. I almost said 19-something. I was looking at something on my computer screen. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. If you're new, welcome. If you're not new, welcome. It's good to have you guys. We have an interesting topic tonight, and we're going to be doing readings and some announcements. So we begin our show every week with talking about the birthday of today and who, what the card is and what that tells us a little bit about the person. Now, a lot of what card information gives you is kind of intimate. So some of the traits that you find in cards, you won't notice when you meet the person. When you just think about celebrities that have that card, I usually give a list of people born on any particular birthday. And these traits are more personal, and you wouldn't see them necessarily in a famous person because they're only the people that know them would actually, who know them pretty well, would actually know this was true or not. Because in public, we all try to look as good as we can. But today is the Seven of Clubs, and the ruling card is the Jack of Clubs. First of all, we see both ruling card and birth card or clubs. I call that a double club birthday. I happen to be a double diamond birthday. Double clubs have got to be, you know, the mental aspect of life is highly pronounced when you're a double club. It's hard enough or a lot already if you're just a club. But if you're a double club, the mental aspect of life becomes very, very significant. Everything is about ideas, conversation, thought. And when you're a seven of any suit, your card sits in the very center of the suit, right smack dab between the ace and the king. And so you have, you're sitting at the apex of sort of like a triangle with the ace and king at the bottom corners, and you have one foot in the mundane and one foot in the spiritual. But what this means in a practical sense is that you go back and forth from feeling very elated mentally when you're on the spiritual side and just totally free and inspired to being on the opposite side where you become very depressed, very negative, pessimistic. So people who were born as a Seven of Clubs can always have a really pessimistic side. And what's interesting about this birthday is that it's also a Jack of Clubs who are known to be people who like to argue. So I would bet if you knew anybody born today that they would find they get really sort of down and then they get really argumentative. That would be something on a personal level that you would only notice if you knew them a little bit. But the Seven of Clubs also, because it has an Eight of Diamonds karma card, is a strong desire for recognition. And they like to spend money also, just like an Eight of Diamonds. So a lot of people who are born as Seven of Clubs end up becoming famous actors and actresses and politicians and so forth because of that underlying Eight of Diamonds, which influences them so strongly. And we have people born today We have ex-president Billy Carter, also the 10th president of the U.S., was also born today. Billy Carter was actually Jimmy Carter's brother. Sorry, John Tyler was born today. We have model and actress Elle McPherson. And Lucy Lawless, and it's interesting, Lucy Lawless, some of you might know her because she was on Xena. She was Xena the Warrior Princess. And now she's in a new show called Spartacus on Starz, and she's nude every week. For all you Xena fans out there, guys who always wanted to see her with her clothes off. Who else we have born today? We have Christopher Lambert, who played in all the Highlander movies. We have comedian Amy Sedaris. We have rock singer, musician John Popper of Blues Traveler. We have, let's see, there was somebody else I thought was interesting here. Vangelis, the composer. Interesting. Comedian Eric Idle. We have Robert Gibbs, White House press secretary. Regina Lay of Regina. Country singer Brady Seals, and pop singer Kelly Sweet, all born today. I bet you those traits hold up if you get to know them a little bit in person. If your birthday happens to be today, or if you've had a birthday in the last week or so, or going to have one in the next couple of days, give us a call for a free birthday reading about your next year. I want to remind everybody that if you've called in the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks, please do not call in. Let other people get a chance to call in. You know, it's kind of nice hearing from the same people a lot, but I'm realizing that people are complaining because they're not getting a chance to call in and because they're getting tired also of hearing the same people with the same story every week. Hey, get a new story or just call in less often. How's that? Okay. So, if you have a chance, you might want to stop by my new site. It's not done yet. It's still in process. It's called E7 Thunders. Instead of Seven Thunders, it's e7thunders.com. Not a lot going on there yet, but there's a lot of courses on there which are actually already available there, but we haven't really been advertising it. But this is going to be eventually our site for all of our card training. And anybody who's interested in card training will want to go there. As a matter of fact, there's a new course that I've developed. It's called The Art of Performing Transformational Card Readings. And this is for people that want to be professional readers of the cards, but not just do a normal reading, but be able to do a transformational reading, a reading that could change your client's life. This is always my intent going into a reading. It doesn't always happen, but it happens more often than you would imagine, because my intent is there and I have the tools. So this new course, which is all on the web, you do get a book mailed to you, a new book that I've written called The Art of Transformational Card Readings also is mailed to you. But this is this course for anybody who wants to become a great reader of the cards. It's brand new, and it's only going to be available on e7thunders.com. If you want to go there and just take a peek at it in description, click on the Enroll Me link at the top, and you'll see a list of the courses, and it's at the very bottom. And if you click on it, you can get an idea of what's involved. You can actually order it now. It's actually working, but we just haven't really advertised it. But you, if you're in a hurry and you want to be the first person to get to be able to do the class or do this training, you're welcome to go there now and check it out. This is especially for professional and people who want to do really powerful card readings. Okay. Our topic tonight is something that it dawned on me just this week, because I had a situation come up that really, it caused me to get sort of down for almost 2 days, almost 3 days, actually, I should say. And I think we all have these, just certain things, you know, and there aren't many. I remember for a long time when I was having so much problems with my ex-wife trying to get access to my son, that was a big problem for me, and it would cause me to get really down. But I really had thought there weren't any things left like that. And something came up, and lo and behold, I was right back into this situation that I'd been in before. Not the same situation, but the same feelings. And I was really down. I was feeling a lot of fear and anger, and I'm sure you guys have, all of you have had this at one time or another. And something, it broke open for me yesterday, and I had a realization about this that I think is just extremely wonderful for me. It's a reminder for me, and I want to share it with you as well. Think about this when you get into, like, everybody's got like certain buttons that are bigger than other people, than other ones within us. You know, it could be a fear of abandonment, or it could be a fear that you're not good enough, or a fear of being excluded from a group or being rejected by other people, or whatever. It could be about money. But whatever it is, it's so intense that when it comes up, it really just carries you away on a wave. And it may take you days, or in some cases weeks, to get out of it, to come to some clarity about it. Think about if there's anything like that in your life that you know of, you know, anything that really gets you into a place where you feel sort of hopeless, defeated, or perhaps really, really down in some way. Sad, it could even be sad, okay? This could be like a death. You know, if somebody had a death in the family, that could be an area where when you think about that, you get drawn into a really deep sadness or something like that. So think about what that, and realize that, and you know, watch what you do when, if that ever, think about what you do when that happens. Like, how do you handle it? What do you do with it? You know, first of all, if it involves anger or blame against somebody else, notice how your mind goes into a big dialogue, just replaying and working out schemes on how, what you're going to say to them or how you're going to get back at them or whatever, how you're going to defend yourself next time you talk or something like this. You know, this is the mind. Now, one thing to know, and I know this, and I knew this even as this was happening, is that all those thoughts, if you act on any of those thoughts at those times, at that time, you will get yourself in more hot water than you are now. You'll create more bad karma for yourself. You'll create more problems in the future. I know this. I just know it. You know, it's not good to act when I'm upset. And actually, the big thing to do, and this is the hardest thing to do in this culture, because we have all been brought up by our parents and rewarded if you're smart and not rewarded if you're not. And never rewarded, never rewarded except in exceptional cases of some parents who are very conscious. Rarely was anyone rewarded for feeling what's going on. It was always, what are you going to do about it? You know, and stop crying about it and stop feeling it or whatever it is. Stop feeling sorry for yourself or whatever it was. This is our society. It doesn't encourage us to do this. But what actually is happening when we're really upset is usually, and I think this is probably most of the time, maybe 99% of the time, when we're really upset, there's something that we just don't want to feel. There's feelings that we just don't want to feel. You know, there's feelings that are just so intense that we're afraid we'll get lost in them, or we just can't handle it, or we just don't want to feel it. And so what do? We escape from it. One way of escaping is getting into anger, like, you know, blaming the other person. Here's a little secret, by the way. All anger underneath it, underneath all anger is some fear. So if you find you're angry at somebody, if you stop and just feel that anger, you'll notice that it's fear. It's fear being put into motion in an aggressive way. But underneath it, there's fear. So there's always a feeling that we don't want to feel. It could be fear. It could be a sense of that we're not good enough, that we don't deserve happiness. It could be something, or it could just be sadness because of a loss that we had in our life. Okay? But in all cases, I really think that there's this feeling there. And here's that feeling that's behind the problem, whatever it is, the situation, that's the secret magic of this, of the problem. This secret, this magical element is hidden within that feeling. But we have to allow ourselves to experience that. And that's something we haven't learned to do, most of us. No one ever taught you how to really embrace a feeling, how to really let it just take over your whole body and you become it and not thinking, just being in the feeling. If it's anger, be angry. If it's sad, be sad. If it's upset, be upset. If it's afraid, be afraid. Just let yourself really be it, like breathe deeply and let it pass through you, let it become you. This is a spiritual technique. It's extremely powerful. And what you'll find if you allow yourself is that all the energy that's locked up into that feeling that we don't want to feel, when we let ourselves go into it fully, it transforms. It becomes light. As Eckhart Tolle says, when you shine the light on something, that it becomes light itself. That's how it works. Now, this is a concept, and for all you clubs out there who are listening tonight, this is a concept, but it's not going to be worth anything if it's not put into practice, if it's not done. It has to become real. To become real, it has to be put into action. In other words, next time you feel upset or if you have a problem going on right now, stop the thinking about it completely. Just let yourself feel. Now, you know, you'll notice that sometimes a lot of the feelings that you're feeling are coming from actually the thoughts that you have, you know. But that's okay. It's okay that that's where they're coming from. Just be with the feeling and let yourself fully be in that feeling. You have to do this while you're alone, preferably at night or sometime when you're all alone and you don't have to worry about anybody, what's around you or anything. Quiet, no distractions. Just close your eyes and let yourself feel whatever it is, even if it's sadness. Just being with the sadness, you know, being with whatever you are experiencing. That's the thing. That's the trick. And I guarantee you that if you do that, you will discover a gem inside of you. And this is your gem. It doesn't belong to anybody else because it's you. It comes directly from the core of your being. You'll have a magical transformation. Maybe some of you have had this experience. Maybe you'd like to call in tonight and share a little bit about that experience, if you've had that experience. Okay? So that's my little talk about the secret hidden within our biggest problems in life, this powerful gem of ray of light. Let it shine. Okay, we're going to take a short break. All the lines are full if you're waiting, and we're going to have a little song for our break. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. This song is from my Bhakti Rock CD. This is Krishna Hare Krishna, the short version that just goes right into the song. So hang on, here it comes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.
Yeah, that was Krishna. Hi, Krishna. I got off to a little rough start there, but I think we made it through it. I enjoy hearing those songs. I haven't heard them in a while. Maybe you do, too. Okay, we're going to have our calls tonight, and we do have a birthday caller coming in a little later, which is nice. And Seth's telling me that everybody's in an awesome mood tonight. That sounds good. I'm happy to hear that. So first up tonight from Miami, Florida, is Alina, who's born November 8th, 1957. Are you there, Alina?
Yes, I am.
And your birthday is November 8th, 1957?
All right, yes.
Good. Welcome to the show, Alina. What can I do for you?
Okay. I was recently unemployed, and it's real bad, you know, credit is on my back and stuff like that. And I just want to know what, you know, what can I expect? I've been applying for jobs everywhere. I used to have my own business. It's kind of very slow. So what do you see?
Okay, well, it's interesting. You know, when we look at something like this, what you're describing, I always look at the cards that govern the entire year. And in this system, the year begins on your birthday, so which is not too far from New Year's, but because you're in November. But I'm looking at what are the long range influences for you this year. So, are you concerned about money?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, there's your birthday is you're a queen of clubs. Did you know this about yourself?
Yes, I have your book since 1993 or something.
Okay, so you know that you're also a three of diamonds, right?
No.
Yeah, I guess you never opened up those books.
No, yes, I know that my karma card is the three of hearts and
no, you're a queen of clubs, Alina, but you're also a three of diamonds ruling card.
Okay.
And you should read about the Three of Diamonds in the Love Cards book, because that's really strong for you. That's your first and most powerful ruling card, okay?
Okay.
And the Three of Diamonds, one of their outstanding traits is that they worry about money a lot.
Oh, wow, yes.
And they worry about it even when they have it. So it doesn't really matter if they have money or not. They're always worrying about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, right now, I don't really.
Yeah, I understand. But, you know, when I look at your cards, I don't really see any money problems here. Really, there's none. There are no money problems in your life right now. You know, not. I mean, there may be something right now that came up in the last week or two or so. But this is going to pass, and there's nothing else. It's not really the headline. What's really big for you this year is... It's a time for a change for you. Number one, a change, okay? In your life, like a change of how you've been working. I mean, have you been working jobs that you really love or just jobs that get you by?
No, jobs that get me by.
Mm-hmm.
Because the love I really like was not making money. I'm an artist, so I wasn't selling my work. Like
well,
I needed to,
well, my dear,
you know,
it's so amazing that you said that you're an artist, because every year has what we call a result card, which is what you end up with by the next birthday, right? And your result card this year is you becoming an artist again. Successfully.
Oh, wow.
Successful mm-hmm. artist. So you see, what's really going on for you is your whole... This is the critical year of your life, too, Alina. This is age 52 for you.
Yes.
And this is the year that you really... You either have a good life or you'll never have a good life. It'll never be easier than this year for you to have to become a successful artist. I'm serious about this. And you can make money at it, too. You just have to give it one more try. You have to go for it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm serious about this.
Fantastic.
I mean, you don't know this right now, but you do have the power to really charm people this year, and to they'll love you and they'll love your work. But you have to get the word out. You have to get into like art shows or something. You just can't sit there in your house. Do you understand?
No. I have my own studio and I have clients, but you know, with the situation.
No, you have to get out into the public now. You got to bring your art to the people. That's what you have to do this year. That's all you have to do.
All right.
You already have the art. Just get it out there to people and see what happens. Watch the magic happen. Okay?
Good. Thank you.
All right, Elena. Great talking to you. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, the reason I said this about Elena, well, first of all, five of spades, Pulo, change, three of spades, result, becoming an artist, with a ten of clubs underlying it, which is, that means getting the word out, and she's, her three of diamonds is actually displacing the ten of hearts this year, which means another thing, you got to get the message out to what she's doing. And the eight of hearts environment means that, eight of hearts environment means, well, if she just gets it out there, it'll immediately become successful. People will love it. They'll love her. It'll be a whole different experience than she had in the past. Okay. Moving right along, our next caller is calling from Colorado. Her name's Donna. Her birthday is February 10th, 1955. Are you there, Donna?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can, actually. Thank you.
Okay, good. Well, good. Well, my question is more along the love line, Robert. And then I also wanted to talk to you about, like, when you go into victim feeling instead of, you know, like, is that part of, like, the fear thing, too, is to go into victim feeling?
Well, you know,
I had a
victim,
bad, very bad breakup last year.
You had a breakup recently, or?
Yeah, it was last year, but it was a pretty bad one.
Uh-huh.
It definitely has carried me and brought me really pretty down.
Yeah, okay.
It's a small town. So
and
I
so, like, if you've had it before,
small town.
If that's happened to you before, then you would, of course, go back into, oh, my God, there's something wrong with me, or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here it is happening again. Is that what you're saying? Something like that?
Yeah. It's like a victim feeling. Like, and I know it probably keeps me from getting into a new relationship.
Well,
you know,
no one likes to get hurt, right? No one likes to get their feelings hurt or to feel like they got taken advantage of by somebody else or, you know, think somebody some way and they find themselves.
I know I have an Ace of Hearts as my result card this year.
Yeah, Ace of Hearts is promising. But you know, the first thing would be to get to know yourself a little bit more. You know, look at the kinds of relationships you've attracted and imagine that they're like all mirrors to show you something about yourself. You know.
Oh yeah, I understand that. Like I know that this last relationship was probably about, you know, but it was a kind of there was a lot of betrayal on it because I was friends with the person that they had an affair with. You know, it was like there was a lot of betrayal involved with the whole thing. And to try to pull yourself out of the victim thing when there was, like, your friend involved and, you know.
That's pretty hard.
You know what I mean? You know, it's hard to pull yourself out of the victim thing when there was a lot of betrayal.
I can imagine. I mean, that sounds really bad.
What happens. Okay.
I can sympathize with you. But, you know, your victim thing is very particular to you. That's the thing I'm driving at here. It's, and you need to look at it. Like, what's the little story behind that feeling of being a victim? You know, is the story like, oh, this always happens to me, or what?
No, because actually this is the first time this particular situation has happened. I guess, I don't know, maybe because it's such a small town and I feel like the people are taking sides and I try not to get caught up in the victim situation with it, but I do, you know?
Well,
I really don't get what you're talking about when you say victim.
What does that mean to you?
But what they did was very wrong. I mean, it was very sneaky and deceptive, but... You know,
I'm asking you a question. I still don't get what you mean by victim. What do you mean by that? What does victim mean to you?
Well, like the other day, I was at a restaurant and they both walked in, the people that had the affair on me and cheated on me. And they came over to talk to me and I ended up leaving. Like, I mean, that's how freaked out I am to see them. And it's been over a year. It's been almost a year and a half.
Okay, well, I wouldn't characterize that as being a victim. I would just characterize that as still having a lot of feelings about it, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, did you hear what I talked about at the beginning of the show?
Mm-hmm, the fear, going to the fear.
Were you listening to what I said about if you let yourself experience the feelings associated with this thing, that it can have a magical effect on your life. In other words, mm-hmm. you're a two of spades, okay? Two of spades are very, very smart, and they're very mental, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And so feeling is not something you're really that good at as a general rule, okay? Mm-hmm. It might take a little practice for you, but if you were to allow yourself to feel how sad that whole situation, how hurt you were by what happened, and really just let that feeling be there and be total in it, I think it could change your whole life.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't think of that, but I do kind of tend to avoid or deny or try to forget, you know.
Well, you know, until you feel it, it's just going to keep coming back. That's how feelings are. They want to be acknowledged. And until we acknowledge them and really fully, like, invite them in and let ourselves feel whatever they're about, they just keep chasing us around. And they keep coming back.
Yeah,
and
it
has a way of sustaining something that for really long periods of time, you know, you could keep a hurt going or a sadness going for years. I mean, I had a relationship when I was mm-hmm. earlier that took me 7 years to get over. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if I had known what I know now, it wouldn't have taken 7 years, because I would have let myself really feel the sadness that there was there, which would have led me to the truth about the situation. Okay? That's what I'm referring to here. It
yeah.
takes us to the real truth.
Well, and if you have a hard time, like, letting yourself cry, like, I mean, I don't know if I just have a hard time doing it. I don't know why. I have a hard time relaxing into it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, maybe there's some coaching you can get on that from somebody, you know. There's a lot of people out there that can help you do that, but I really think that's what's needed, and I think it will change everything for you. Now,
okay,
when I look at your cards, I just want to give you a little message from the cards, okay? The Ace of Hearts result, what that really means, in my opinion, Donna, is that you find yourself. You find the love for yourself that's been missing in your life, okay?
Mm.
And out of that will come everything that you want in life. Out of that will come everything else that you've been looking for, a great relationship, whatever, okay? It'll show
yeah,
up.
That sounds good. That sounds encouraging.
You will have love in your life again. There's no doubt about it. Okay?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel good. I wonder sometimes. I live in a very small rural town, and that, you know, that's not easy to have happen.
Well, you may not stay there forever either, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Even
well,
you
thank
could
you,
move.
Robert. Yeah, I might move. I'd love
look
to move,
but
I have a job here, so.
Look at the cards, you know. Look for fives. Those are move cards.
Oh, okay.
All right,
I
Donna, thanks for being my guest tonight. I really appreciate talking to you. Have a good night.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take one more caller before we take a break. We're going to talk to Bill, who is a King of Hearts, October 22nd, 1954. Are you there, Bill?
Yes, Robert, good evening.
Good evening.
I have a brother that is a King of Diamonds, and he and I don't seem to get along too well in business together. We're partners in some real estate that it was my suggestion back in 2004 to sell, and he had no interest at all in doing that. And, of course, now it's devalued quite a bit. But now there seems to be a capitulation on his part, a little bit anyway. He's agreed to put some real estate on the market, and but it's been a long haul, a lot of micromanaging on his part and impertinent letters. I'm a real estate broker of 30 years, and it's been hard to get through, but your books have helped me have some more patience. I know that things have cycles, and
yeah.
Now,
what's your brother's birthday?
We can now maybe start to work together a little more easily.
What's your brother's birthday?
March 10, 1956.
Okay, so that's important because it tells me what his ruling card is. Without knowing that, I only have half the picture, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So we know that he's actually a four of spades. He's a king of diamonds and a four of spades. You got that?
Yes.
That's the first thing. Now, I can see why the relationship will be challenging for you two. First of all, you're both kings.
That, yes, sir.
That in itself is
not
a problem.
Not a room big enough for both of us.
From the very get-go, that's a problem because two kings in the castle are always going to want to be fighting to see who's going to be the big top dog king, right?
Yes.
Now, relationship-wise, connection-wise, you're moon to him. That's the first connection you have. He's also moon to you, and then he's also Pluto to you. So you guys have a moon to each other. So both of you feel this is almost like it's almost set up to be perfectly set up so that you guys would have some major disagreements, you know?
yes, we do.
And, like, you know, it just has all the makings of, like, a cosmic joke by God just to watch you guys argue all day long, you know? It's one of these kind of things. So, you know, the only way you guys could really get along is if you really agreed that each of you would have complete domain over a certain aspect of the business, you know?
Yes.
Each of you would have to be the king for some part and not and have the other one give way and defer to that person within that realm completely and have a clear spoken agreement of that. That's the only way it would ever work, okay?
Yes. There is a third partner in this business, Robert, and that's the youngest brother, and he is he's a five of clubs, so he just stands back and lets us work it out or argue. It might be entertaining to him, but
well, he's
he
not
really
going to get between you two guys.
And,
it's like getting between a couple of lions.
Whoever has
you know.
Most favor with him at the time.
Yeah, he's just playing it safe. He'll do
right.
He'll do well. So, I mean, you have actually good cards for money right now. So some good things could happen to you right now. Are you guys getting ready to sell some things, you said?
Yes. Yes, we have a lot of real estate on the market right now, and it's with my real estate company, and we're working it hard. We're in a good area here. Financially, Annapolis is a strong town with all of the government contracts and so on here.
Okay.
So I'm hopeful that we're going to...
Do you have a specific question besides wanting to know about your brother?
Well, other than that, my situation is that I've been in real estate for 30 years, and I'm kind of... in my cards, it shows that there may be some endings of things, and... I'm a big boater and I have a captain's license, so I would really like to liquidate some of our real estate and go sailing.
Well, you know,
you picked the perfect
year to do that. Okay, you picked the perfect year to do it, and
I think that's
what you're being called to do.
Oh, excellent!
So, yeah, I mean it rang true with me when I saw those cards, and when you said what you said, I thought, well, that's just perfect. I mean, so, you know, I guarantee you, if you follow this, I could be the captain
of my own ship for sure.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to. I mean, you can't be doing this thing with your brother too much longer. It must be really hard on both you guys, I would think.
Yes, it is.
You know, and it's almost like putting two people that aren't really compatible together and just watching them suffer. You know, well, that's
it really is. It's been quite a workout for the last 6 years, and maybe it's now coming to an end. And thank goodness. I mean,
good time to let it come to an end. Now you're the one that has to let go here, so get ready to let go. Okay.
Okay. Good.
All right. Yes. Thanks for calling, Bill. It's great having
you. Thank
you
very much, Robert.
All right. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I love when we have these very informed, callers that are doing the cards, and he was already up on the changes. He was ready to make the change. And I just love hearing that because he's using the system the way it's meant to be used. When you see those cards and you look at your situation, now some people who wouldn't see these cards, they could kick and scream all the way through. They would not let go. Not only does he have these two nines, the Pluto and result, he's got an ace of spades long range. My goodness. It's like totally about letting go. And he's in this last year of a 7-year cycle. And he's headed to a more peaceful existence. Okay. We're going to have another song, take a short break, and we'll get back to our callers. We've gotten three so far, and we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3 at least coming up. So we'll be back after we hear this song I composed called Flying. I hope you like it. I like this song. That was calling. I hope you enjoyed it. Okay, our next caller is the birthday boy. His name is Keith from West Hills, California, March 29th, 1955. Are you there, Keith?
I am here, Robert. I'm not a boy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I never heard
of a girl named Keith. That's new for me.
Actually, we have talked on the phone, but it's been many, many years.
Okay. Well, good. Happy birthday. One way or the other.
Thank you. Thank you. I've got your book open right now, and I've used it so much it's falling apart.
Oh, that's good. I'd like to hear that.
What I'm trying to ask, I don't know if this will make sense, but I realize that I'm in an 8 year, which is, you know, numerology, a year to make some good bucks. And my long range card is a 2 of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So could that mean good money partnerships? I know it's not a 2 of diamonds.
Well, there is a diamond card underlying that card. So there is some financial influence present with it. So I would think that that 2 of clubs could refer to conversations with people about making money together.
Okay.
That's certainly a possibility. And if you look at your cards, especially in your ruling card spread, the Jack of Clubs spread, you have a 10 of diamonds in Mars. You have a 5 and 8 of diamonds in Jupiter. And so this, what I pick up on here is that you have to do some promoting this year, some
mm-hmm.
selling.
Okay. I didn't know if you could actually look in your planetary rising that spread also.
Oh, yeah. The book tells you to do that. Cards of Your Destiny Ooh. Instructs you to do that, actually, as part of the complete reading. You definitely you have to look at both to get the whole picture.
I didn't realize that. So now would I look also at the long range, which is 3 of spades at this point on that one?
Yes, you would, absolutely.
Whoa, I missed that.
You look at all of them. You look at the Pluto, the result, everything. Okay?
Okay.
But did you get what I just told you about promoting and selling?
Yes, yes.
It's extremely important because even your Pluto card in your birth card spread is a Jack of Diamonds. So if you want to make more money this year, that's your ticket.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a real estate agent, and I'm also trying to be really transition into being a real estate investor, and I'm doing a lot of networking.
That should be okay. Yeah, networking is basically a 2 of clubs, so that's right on the money. Okay. So more of that is what I'm seeing is good. We always look at the Jupiter cards every year for what is going to be the most successful. Okay?
Okay.
And what's your Jupiter card? Well, in your ruling card spread, it's a 5 of diamonds. That means selling. Okay? 7 of spades and King of Spades in Jupiter in your birth card spread most likely indicate, you know, you sort of starting your own business, doing something a little different.
Okay.
Something you haven't done before. Business-wise, and perhaps starting your own business, like becoming the boss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to do that, too. That's a part of it.
Well, that's,
definitely.
Yeah, that's what's showing up as being part of it. Okay?
Okay. Great, great.
All right. Great
wonderful,
to have you, and happy
wonderful.
Birthday. Have a great year.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right.
All
Bye.
Right. Take care, Keith.
Thank you. Bye.
It's interesting how women who are jacks and sometimes kings have names that are masculine. This happens a lot also. It's very interesting. I kind of study names as a hobby. Okay, next up is Michelle from Alberta, Canada, July 9th, 1975, 6 of diamonds, 8 of clubs. Are you there, Michelle?
Yes, I am.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
So
I
what's on your mind?
I'm getting married this year in August, but my question is about a friend. My mom does your cards more than I do. She's really into that. And my friend is born close to midnight, and there's something in your book about that. So how do you determine what card she is? Is she the next day or, you know, how does that work?
What is her birthday, first of all?
Her birthday is June 20th, 1965.
Okay, so she was born
at 11:30 at night.
Now, what's her recorded time of birth?
11:25, I think it is.
Okay, so I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that she's still born the same day.
Okay.
Because being born under daylight savings time, you automatically subtract an hour from the recorded time of birth for that. Okay.
Okay.
So that'll put her back to like 10 something, right?
Right. So she is the 10 of clubs and the
Yeah, she's definitely the sun card that you have in the book.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And does it look like a good year for me after I get married, or?
What's your husband's birthday?
Or his is May 6, 1976.
So you're marrying a King of Diamonds and a Four of Clubs. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you have a lot of Mars energy with him. You have some Jupiter energy. Are you guys going to work together?
No, but he does very well financially.
Yes, I know. I'm just curious if you're going to work together.
No, I don't think so. Not planning to right now.
Well, the thing about it is, I mean, you guys are both very marriageable. So I don't see a problem with that. I don't see a problem with him doing a Jesse James on you or anything like that. You know
right,
what Jesse
okay.
James is? That's
yes.
Sandra Bullock's husband. So,
right.
You know, that's good news. He's not going to do that. The only thing is King of Diamonds can be very difficult to live with.
Yes.
I guess, have you guys been living together yet? Have you tried
that?
We
fight a lot. I'm a very argumentative person myself, so.
Well, sixes are very competitive. You're a six of diamonds, you know.
Yes.
And,
yes.
But he's the king.
Okay,
so
well,
it's interesting
my other
that,
card's the Eight of Clubs, and I've met a few Eight of Clubs males that are real players, like major players when it comes to women.
Yeah,
so,
there's certain birthdays it could
because,
be that way, but in general
yeah.
they're not, and you're not a player.
Yeah, no, I'm not, no.
Yeah, and neither is he. But, you know, I'm surprised in a way that you guys would want to get married when you know you fight a lot. It's certainly not going to change. You know that, right?
Yeah, but we really love each other, and we kind of
okay.
accept that we're both pretty argumentative people. So we go to counseling.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Through,
well,
yeah.
If you guys have got that handled, then you're good to go. I see him as your long-range card this coming year, which is a good thing. It's not good or bad. It's just his. And
yeah.
so you guys are going to be together for a while. It's good.
Okay. That sounds
all right.
Great.
Well, thanks for being my guest tonight, Michelle, and good luck.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. We're going to go a little bit longer, but we can't go too much longer tonight. Let's move along, and we'll talk to Jeanne, I think, from Vancouver. This is our second call from Canada tonight. June 20th, 1962. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Did I pronounce
Hello?
Your name correct? Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Well, usually they call me Jeanne, not Jeanne. So soft as. Yes.
Okay, all right. I can handle that. Welcome to the
okay,
show, Jeanne.
It's just wonderful to have an opportunity to talk to you, and I can see that we're late, so I'll make it my question really quick.
Okay.
I'm a Ten of Clubs, and I'm also my personality card is a Eight of Diamonds.
The ruling card, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And what I wonder is that under my Ten of Clubs, I have a Seven of Diamonds has my long range card, and I'm coming up to the end of that period. Like I'll be turning 48 in this June.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if your money situation has kind of been crappy during the year and the Seven of Diamonds is your result card, does that indicate that it's going to sort of be crappy all the way through?
Your result card is not a Seven of Diamonds.
It isn't?
You had a Seven of Diamonds long range and you have a Seven of Diamonds Pluto card in your ruling card spread. So you have a Seven of Diamonds long-range card this year and in your birth
yes.
card spread. Your
right.
result card is a Queen of Hearts.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yeah, yes.
And then
right.
in your
I,
ruling
I love
card
your
spread, you have a Seven of Diamonds Pluto. So,
okay.
So, no, it's not going to be every year, but hopefully you learn something this year because – the Seven of Diamonds could bring money to you if you were able to access the high side of it. See?
Mm-hmm.
And see, everybody's okay. responsible for, ultimately, we're all responsible for our financial relationship, I should call it, the relationship we have with money, okay? And so mm-hmm. when you have a seven of diamonds, you get a chance to really take a look at it because it's obviously not working that well.
Mm-hmm.
Your relationship with money, it needs some work, okay?
Okay.
So the seven of diamonds usually presents challenges, which if you meet them, you can overcome that. You can turn it around. Right?
Okay.
But, you know,
right.
whatever. It'll be over on your birthday one way or the other, which is coming up pretty soon. So, you know.
Well, otherwise the cards seem not like a good, like, four of hearts is the environment.
When I look at your cards, you've had a lot to be grateful for this year. I don't know if you've been grateful, but you have some great cards this year. And there's been some good things in your life. The question is, you know, can you actually take it in or not?
Mm-hmm.
See? Are you looking at the good or are you looking at, is the glass half empty or half full kind of a thing? See?
Right.
And
I understand.
I get a feeling that what's happening to you is going to take another year, to be honest.
Okay.
I think you're going to have one more year because this next year coming up is your last year of your seven-year cycle that you're in right now. And mm-hmm. there's an Ace of Spades as one of your long-range cards. I think you're getting ready for a big change in your life. It's just not quite here yet. But after your birthday, I think you're going to be experiencing some big changes. You deserve to be very, very successful in your life. If you're not being successful, there's an underlying cause that needs to be looked at. Do you understand? There's something inside of you, not externally, internally. And mm-hmm. I think that's going to precipitate for you in this coming year into a big change. And it can be good if you're prepared for it, if you're ready. If you say, okay, God or whatever, just bring it on. Show me what I need to learn. If you have that attitude, it'll go great. Okay?
Okay.
But be willing to let go
okay.
of everything. Be willing to let go of everything you have to get on to the next thing. You know, be willing to change, whatever it takes. What do you got to lose?
Okay.
All right, that's what I have to tell you. I hope that's helpful.
Okay, it is. Thank you very much.
All right, have a great night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have time for one more call, and then we're going to call it a night. And this is Joe the Joker. December 31st. Are you there, Joe?
Hi, Robert. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good, good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Great talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. It's been a couple of years since I've spoken with you, and first off, I'd like to say I like that cut from your CD, Flying, and I actually went into Borders and Barnes & Noble to get your CD, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah, it's not, there's only that particular, there's three songs that I composed about 2 months ago, and there's not even a CD yet, it's just songs, and I just play them
oh,
for people.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
sorry.
I have to watch out for the CD then.
Yeah, if I ever get back in the studio.
I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
Okay, last Monday you were talking about people who were getting married and picking out these dates to get married and creating this sort of new card for that day.
Right.
And you had a list of about six, seven for that are good days to get married on.
Yeah, the days that have good marriage karma. That's right.
Right, right. Well, I have no relationship, no marriage interest right now, so that's something. But my question kind of leans towards that same sort of thing that you're talking about, and that is I'm getting ready to open my business.
Yeah, it's the same principle, actually.
Oh, good, good.
It's exactly the same principle. We use the same principle for helping businesses pick days to start the business. But the only difference is you want to look for the days that have the best money karma, and that's a different set of days.
Oh, so what? Because the day
the business wouldn't necessarily be good love karma; it's good money karma for business. So the best days for money are the ones that have like the Eight of Diamonds, the Seven of Diamonds, or the Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter. And what cards are those? The Eight of Clubs, the Six of Clubs. It's interesting that they end up being the same cards that have the best marriage, too, for the most part. But there are some exceptions.
Uh-huh.
So Eight of Clubs and Six of Clubs. The King of Diamonds is always a good bet because King of Diamonds is the King of Diamonds, you know, the King of Money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking, too. Also thinking the Jack of Diamonds because of that being, well, the birth card of the United States, number one, but also the salesman card.
Well, it's not necessarily, unless your business is all about, you know, selling. Jack of Diamonds is not known to be a strong card that it's like all Jack of Diamonds are not financially successful, see?
Uh-oh.
Or like there's not a greater percentage of them that are financially successful. You want to pick a card that tends to be financially successful out of the gate. Right?
Okay, so that would be the King of Diamonds then.
Yeah, like Bill Gates is a King of Diamonds ruling card.
Oh, okay? Well, there answers the question.
We want to pick a Bill Gates day.
Yeah, well, now that's
but
that's
you know, we really
answer.
Like the Eight of Clubs. It has the Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter and the Six of Clubs, which has Six of Clubs is a fantastic day for business. Because it has such a great life path and all the cards go to the crown line. If you're going to be dealing with the public or at all,
that's a great
card.
I'm going to write these down really fast. You said Six of Clubs,
Eight of Clubs, and Five of Clubs.
Eight of Clubs. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's great. That's great. That certainly helps me a lot. And
good.
I really enjoy your show, and I have your books, and I read them all the time. But, of course, being a joker, it doesn't help me. But
it doesn't help you to learn about yourself. But then
no,
you're a mystery to yourself anyway.
Exactly. A constant mystery.
And it's more fun if you keep it that way.
Well, and I always will, but it's so much more interesting having your books and you meet people. You can just read their card and you're like, oh, now I know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the whole point of it. Well, it's great having you call. I mean, for our listeners to hear a joker calling in, it's got to be a treat for everybody. So it's nice to have you. So always feel free to call in, all right?
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much
right,
and have a great rest
of
your evening.
You have a good night, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to end now. Thank you all for coming. We're going to end with a song, but it won't last too long because another show's coming right up. But the Gayatri Mantra is the song we always end with, and I hope you enjoy it. We'll see you here next Monday. Good night.
Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonat-prachodayam Om Burjuna Svaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonat-prachodayam